So welcome back to Heart Series 2, and today 10 of Part 4. Now, as I was saying yesterday, this is not only the final day of Part 4, but it's also the final day of Heart Series 2. And my hope is that over the last sort of 10 days, the last 40 days, entire series, that you've really started to get a grasp of the potential of this exercise. And the dynamics at work within the exercise. As I said at the very beginning, this is such a counterintuitive technique in many ways, because we're so used to the pattern of mind, which sort of is all about protecting ourselves, about putting up a defense, trying to get as many pleasant feelings as we can for ourselves, to hold on to those, to enlarge them in some way, whilst at the same time not really paying quite so much attention to the discomfort, the difficulty of others. So when we do this exercise, we flip the ego on its head. Everything that it's always known, everything that it's always sort of tried, and in doing so caused, of course, a great deal of mental anguish, all of a sudden it's thrown wide open. And a very different process takes place in the mind. And hopefully, as you've gone through the different parts, you've at least had the opportunity to see how this process can not only move you towards a place of genuine understanding and empathy, improving the relationships you have with others, but that can also decrease the intensity of emotion when things are difficult for yourself, both possibly within the practice, but certainly within everyday life, and how this exercise can be used in such a free, sort of flexible way, that whether it's with an individual that you're relating to in everyday life, whether it's a group of people, people you know, people you don't know, people you're walking past in the street, people you're imagining when you sit down and do the visualization. It's just so broad. It has so many potential applications. And as I said at the very beginning of this series, personally, I think this is probably one of the most effective techniques you can find in meditation, and something which I genuinely hope that you'll continue with long after we've sort of finished these recordings. But for now, you can leave all of those ideas behind as you just sit down and get comfortable. And as you begin the exercise, taking some deep breaths, really feeling good about yourself, having sort of completed this part of the Headspace journey. It's not an easy technique to do, so you can really feel confident, positive, and good in yourself as you sit there. You take some deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. And then just gently closing the eyes as you breathe out, allowing the breath now to return to its natural rhythm as you begin to become more aware of the other physical senses. And then when you're ready, just scanning down through the body. As always, noticing the emotion present as well as the physical sensations. They're just reflecting now on your motivation. And even though you've done this exercise many times before, asking yourself why you're doing it today. It's not about judging or analyzing the motivation. It's just about noticing it, being clear in what it is. And at the same time, being clear in how it can have a really sort of profound impact on the relationships with the people around us in our lives. And now just moving the attention to the breath, wherever you feel that in your body right now. Nothing to do. Simply resting with that movement. So as you continue to follow the breath, just slowly introducing the visualization, visualizing the space around you in your own time over the next few minutes, just building that up. Again, until the mind feels as though it just can't go any bigger, any wider, limitless space. And within that space, that exchange takes place. And with the next out breath, just allowing the mind to wander off if it wants to, letting go of any images, letting go of the focus on the breath. Just letting the mind be free. And now just bringing that attention back to the body once more, back to the different feelings, sensations, sounds and smells. Re-engaging those senses. As in your own time, you just gently open the eyes. Still aware, still present. Perhaps aware of a flurry of thoughts might come into the mind, but all the while just maintaining that position, that sense of clarity, consciously making the intention to be aware as you go through the day today. And when you've done that, you can just sit back in the chair, have a stretch, and give yourself a big pat on the back for having completed day 10 of part 4, and in fact the entire Heart Series 2. As I said at the beginning, this is not an easy technique by any stretch. My hope is that you've found it incredibly useful, and hopefully not too difficult to do either. But as I said at the beginning, This is an exercise which it has legs, you know, it has a huge amount of potential. So even if you've only started to see little bits of that potential throughout the series, there is a huge amount that can be experienced by applying this on a daily basis, on a regular basis, over time. And remember the beauty of this particular exercise is that there is no situation in life, no person in life, no group of people in life that we cannot apply this to, which is just, it's unique, I think. It means that we will always have a way of using situations that arise in life, difficult situations, of using those to train the mind in awareness, train the mind in compassion, to empathize, to understand others, where they're coming from, to see our own states of mind, our own emotions in others, and vice versa. We have an opportunity to move closer to others, to experience more positive relationships, healthier relationships, to let down our defenses, to allow others to let down their defenses, and thereby have sort of more productive, more enjoyable relationships in our life. So I sincerely hope you've enjoyed part 4 and all of Heart Series 2. And I very much look forward to seeing you back here for day 1 of part 1 of the Happiness Series, which is coming up next.